AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. The House is expected to vote today on a new speaker. Jim Jordan from Ohio is the Republicans' choice. Here's the AP's Sagar Magani.
If Jordan gets enough votes, which remains uncertain, it would show just how far the GOP's hard right flank has moved into the party's mainstream. Jordan is a chief Donald Trump backer, and Trump allies have been publicly pushing Republican holdouts to support Jordan. While he has flipped dozens of detractors in recent days, at least a handful say Jordan is too extreme to put second in line for the presidency.
President Biden will be traveling to Israel tonight. Israel has bombed areas of southern Gaza where it has told Palestinians to flee to ahead of an expected invasion, killing dozens of people. Meantime, Hamas has released a video of an Israeli being held hostage. National Security Council spokesman John Kirby was on NBC's Today Show.
There's no question in my mind that that woman gave that video testimony under duress, probably forced to do it. It's a propaganda video much more than it is proof of life or certainly proof of concept for Hamas. It's despicable, deplorable that they would take these hostages and then advertise how well they're treating them when they are the ones who hurt them in the first place.
Former President Donald Trump is back at a Manhattan courthouse for his civil fraud trial that threatens to upend his real estate empire. But he won't be seeing his lawyer turned foe, Michael Cohen, on the witness stand, at least not yet. Cohen, citing a health problem, postponed his testimony as a key witness in New York Attorney General Letitia James' case. Officials say the U.S. has quietly delivered the long-range ballistic missiles that Ukraine said it urgently needed, and President Biden promised last month. And Ukraine has already begun using them on the battlefield against Russia for the first time. This is AP News. An investigation is underway into autonomous vehicles.
The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration is investigating GM's Cruise Autonomous Vehicle Division. There have been reports the vehicles may have gotten too close to pedestrians stepping into the road or already in the road. Cruise is pushing back, saying its safety record outperforms comparable human drivers, but it says it regularly communicates and cooperates with NHTSA and will continue to do so. In August, General Motors' Cruise unit agreed to cut its fleet of San Francisco robo-taxis in half. As authorities investigated two crashes in the city, one involving a collision with an emergency vehicle. I'm Rita Foley.
Are 3D mammograms better than standard 2D imaging for catching advanced cancers? A clinical trial is recruiting thousands of volunteers, including a large number of black women who face disparities in breast cancer deaths, to try to find out. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
This fall in love with Cozy. Nothing says autumn like wrapping up in the rich, warm colors of Minky Couture. From golden ambers to deep burgundy and rustic browns, Minky blankets bring the beauty of the season right into your home. Perfect for crisp evenings, family time, or gifting someone special. Fall in love with Minky and shop your favorite fall colors today at minkycouture.com.